I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
At around about this time, every Friday, we like to take a look at what is happening in our fair Aotearoa, New Zealand this weekend. And tomorrow, Saturday, the 4th of May, it's May the 4th International Star Wars Day. May the 4th be with you. In addition to that, comics and cartoons are coming alive at the 10th annual Comic Fest. This is held at the National Library of New Zealand in Wellington. It's a day-long event. It's packed with workshops and author talks and live drawing, and it's a big celebration, really, of those who make and love comic books. Sam Orchard is the co-curator of Comic Fest, and Sam joins me on the line now. Kia ora to you.
Kia ora, how's it going?
It's going great. How are you? You excited for tomorrow?
I'm very excited. I'm very nervous, but all the free comics have been laid out and we're ready to go and excited to open our doors at 9 o'clock tomorrow.
What sort of prep and planning goes into an event like this?
It's been months and months of planning and excitement and, you know, booking flights and getting people ready and coming down to Wellington. But it's an absolute joy. It's one of my favourite parts of the job that I get to do. And, yeah, getting a chance to celebrate Aotearoa's amazing comics community is just a pleasure.
You have a pretty amazing lineup of speakers as well. Tell us who you've got.
We've got kind of comics legends like Dylan Horrocks and Sarah Lang. We've got Jim Yoshioka. Selena Tusitala-Marsh is going to do our keynote and talking about her Mophead comic series. We've got just a huge array. We've got people like Daniel Vernon, who is, I think, is kind of changing the face of political cartooning. And he's also a punk band god. So it's just so cool.
10 years is, gee, 10 years is a long time. I mean, has the event grown, changed, developed, evolved much over the years from your point of view?
Yeah, absolutely. So it was started in 2014 with Wellington City Libraries. And it was a chance to kind of get people in and engaging with the collections that they've got there. It's an incredible, they've, you know, head down to any Wellington library and you can find some amazing comics down there. In 2019, the closure of the Wellington Central Library happened. So National Library kind of stepped in and said, hey, we love your stuff. We'd love to join forces and make this even bigger. So since 2019, we've been doing it as partnership. And yeah, this is where we've got to.
That's super cool. You got shoulder tapped. That's awesome. Far around. Now, hey, look, one of the elements of life in 2024, I suppose, and particularly in creative fields, is the influence that technology and computers and AI and things like that is happening on various artistic fields. Is that something that you're seeing in the world of comic books as well, an increasing proportion of books being digital art? Or
yeah, absolutely. I think like the advent of the internet is a real game changer. It makes it so it's really easy for, you know, we're a small little country in the corner of the world, for our artists to get a global reach just by popping things online. And that's huge. And getting to be able to move around the world and, you know, draw things up on your iPad and pop them out is really helpful as well.
Yeah. What got you into comics in the first place, Sam?
Oh, that's a good question. I've been drawing comics since I was little. It's always been something that I really loved. It's a language that just makes sense to me, and it's a place where I just go to feel happy and creative.
Mm. And when you look at, you know, the comics that New Zealand itself produces, and I'm thinking, I suppose, as well about dialogue and poems here, do you see the New Zealand accent or New Zealand mannerisms or things that would be recognisably Kiwi reflected in New Zealand comics too?
Yeah, I think that New Zealand comics are really unique because we have people like Rachel Smythe, who is making at the moment the most widely read comic in the whole entire world, Lore Olympus, and she's doing that out of Christchurch. And we've got this kind of small communities who are doing independent stuff Like, it just covers the whole spectrum of what comics can be, which I really, really love. And people here are doing it because we love it. It's not an easy to kind of make sustainable income off comics, but so when you get into comics here, it's because you really love it. And I think that comes through with the creators.
Totally. It's really easy to hear how passionate you are about this. It's really cool to hear that in your voice. Now, if people are keen to get along to this, can they still get along, and what are the details?
Yes, absolutely. Unfortunately, both of our workshops are fully booked, but the rest of it is ready to go. The seats are filling up fast, so we do encourage people to register. But there'll be plenty of free events that you can pop in during the day, the live drawing, the free comics, things like that. Just come on down to the National Library and you'll be able to find something. It'll be a lot of fun.
Great stuff. Sam Orchard, really nice chatting to you this evening, and have fun tomorrow.
Thank you so much. Have a good night.
We'll do. That is Sam Orchard. Sam's the co-curator of Comic Fest, which is taking place 9 to 4.30 tomorrow in Te Whanganui Atara, Wellington, at the National Library of New Zealand.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.